大家早上好。
Brothers and sisters and friends，
弟兄姐妹和朋友们，
Let us bow our hearts one more time and pray。
我们继续来谦卑我们的心，一起祷告。
Heavenly Father，
天父上帝
，Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to worthless gain。
求你使我的心趋向你的法度，不趋向非义之财。
Father， look upon us this morning。
父啊，求你看顾我们。
We are here by your sovereign design。
在你主权的设计里面，我们今天在这里。
All of us are here because you have brought us here。
我们每一个人在这里，是因为你带我们来到这里。
You have planned and you have known who must be here this morning。
你早已计划，并且你知道谁今天早晨将会来到这里。
So help us to realize that we are here not by accident。
求你让我们认识到，我们今天早晨在这里不是偶然。
You have brought us here。
是你把我们带到这里。
So Heavenly Father。You know the exact need of every single person in this room.
亲爱的天父，你知道坐在这个房间里所有人的所有的需要。
I ask you, Father, that you bring their heart closer to you.
求主，你来让大家的心都来归向你。
May they first know you, and then may they know that every help comes from you.
求你使每一个人都来认识你，并且知道所有的帮助都来自于你。
And help me, your child, this weak person standing here.
来帮助你的孩子，这个软弱的人站在这里。
Help me and Hong Wei to be faithful to your word.
求你让我们两个能够来忠实于你的话语。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们因着基督耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.I believe it is God's desire for us to become strong, God-centered, Christ-exalting, Bible-saturated, soul-winning, and justice-pursuing people.
我相信神愿意我们成为坚强的，以神为中心，高举基督，熟悉圣经，邻里得胜，追求公义的人。
People with strong passion for the glory of God.
神愿意我们成为热切盼望荣耀神的人。
People who be willing to honor and obey Christ at all costs.
神要我们成为遵从和顺服基督不计任何代价的人。
So I pray that in the preaching every week by every week that it will happen to us in this Lincoln Road Chapel, Mandarin Church.
因此，我每次在林肯路教会国语堂讲道的时候都祷告我们成为这样的人。
I have left the book of Romans in the last two sermons.
我前面两次讲道暂停了罗马书。
But today we are coming back and we continue on to the book which is now in the chapter 11.
今天我们回到罗马书来看第十一章。
I have titled this chapter with the title Can God Fail?
我给这一次的讲道按了一个题目叫神会失败吗？
Now when you read this chapter, the chapter 11, it speaks so much about Israel.
大家读罗马书第十一章的时候看见很多的地方都在讲以色列。
I'm sure if you have read the Bible for some time, in particularly in the Old Testament, you realize that there is so much mention about Jewish people in this Bible.
我知道当你读圣经的时候，特别是读旧约的时候，你看到圣经许多次的提到犹太人。
You see what happened to them and how God dealt with them in the past.
你读到他们的历史，看见神在过去是怎样跟他们打交道。
You see what will happen to them in the future.
你也看到他们的将来将会怎样。
What God promised to them and how God fulfilled his promise to the people of Israel.
神在过去怎样应许他们，神又怎样成就他对以色列人的应许。
You read how God disciplined them when they err, and how God blessed them when they were obedient.
你也会读到，当他们悖逆的时候，神如何管教他们。 而当他们顺服的时候，神又是如何祝福他们。
In the Bible, there are so many accounts and teaching concerning the Jew or the nation of Israel.
在圣经里面呢，有许许多多关于犹太人和以色列国家的评论和教导。
So in reading this kind of accounts, including the one in chapter 11 here, do you ever ask this question?
所以当我们读到这一类的评论，包括像罗马书第十一章的时候，你是否曾经有过疑问呢？
Do you ever ask, what do we have to do with the Israel?
你有没有问过我们跟以色列有什么关系？
How are these accounts relevant to us today?
这里的评论和今天的我有什么关系？
And how do we, the New Testament Christians, have to do with the Israelites?
我们新约时代的基督徒和以色列人有什么关系？
And how do we, the Chinese Christians, have to do with the Israelites?
我们华人基督徒和以色列人有什么关系？
And our attitude, what should be our attitude when we read the passages about Israel in the Bible?
我们读这些篇章的时候，应该有什么样的态度呢？
And how do they apply to us today?
那这些篇章怎么在我们身上应用呢？
To answer that, I want to say a few things to begin with.
所以要回答这些问题，我想来说几点来开始。
I want us to remember first that God is the God of the universe.
我想我们应该记住第一点呢，神是宇宙的神。
God is not the God of the Jews only.
神不仅仅是犹太人的神。
He is the only God, the God of the universe.
他是独一的神，宇宙的神。
He is the God of nations.
他是万国的神。
The God of the Bible is not a tribal God or the God of a group of people.
圣经里的神，他不是一个部族的神，他不是仅仅一群人的神。
I want you to consider these verses here. In Isaiah 45:5, it says that I am the Lord, there is no other. Beside me, there is no God.
我想大家可以看以赛亚书的45:5，我是耶和华，在我以外并没有别神，除了我以外再没有神。
In John 17:3, it says, And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
在约翰福音17:3说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
In 1 Corinthians 8:4, there is no God but one.
在哥林多前书8:4说，也知道神只有一位，再没有别的神。
There are so many more verses in the Bible that show that the God of the Bible is the God of the universe.
在圣经里还有许许多多这样的经文，说到神是全宇宙的神。
And the second part that we must remember is that God has revealed His truth through the Bible.
第二点我们应该记住呢，神是通过圣经来启示他的真理。
The Old Testament and the New Testament are not two different books, but they are one book.
旧约和新约不是两部书，而是完整的一部书。
The Bible contains the story of God's plan for all nations.
圣经包含了神对万族万民的计划。
God starts and continues His revelation from the Old Testament into the New Testament.
神从旧约开始启示，在新约里继续他的启示。
It is a continuation of one thread of God's revelation.
所以神的启示有一个完整连续的线索。
So in the theological term, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed.
用神学的术语来说呢，旧约隐藏着新约，新约显明了旧约。
Number three, God's plan is always for the world and not only for a certain group or ethnic people.
第三点呢，神的计划总是给普世的，不是特别只给一群人、一个民族的。
And fourthly, God revealed himself first to his creature Adam and Eve and their descendants.
第四点呢，神首先对他所创造的亚当夏娃以及他们的后代来启示他自己。
And later on, he chose to reveal himself by the way he deals with the nation, namely the nation of Israel.
接下来他选择用他对一个民族所行的事来启示他自己和他的道路，这个民族就是以色列。
And fifthly, God chose Israel as the bearer of His word.
第五点，神选择以色列来作为他话语的承载者。
Sixthly, God chose Israel as an inroad or channel of his plan for mankind, his plan of salvation for mankind.
第六点呢，神选择以色列作为他对世人的计划，他的救恩计划的通路或者说渠道。
When God came into the world, into man, when Christ chose to come and to become man, he became a Jew.
当神进入历史，进入人世间的时候，那么基督呢，他选择成为一个犹太人。
And the Bible says in John 4:22, it says that the salvation is of the Jews.
在约翰福音四章二十二节里面说，救恩是从犹太人出来的。
And seventhly, how God deals with the Israelite is an example of how God deals with you and with me.
第七点呢，神对犹太人的行事方式是他对我们如何行事的一个榜样。
You can read that in 1 Corinthians 10:11 and Romans 15:4.
大家可以去参考哥林多前书的十章十一节和罗马书十五章的四节。
So we need to know what happened to the Israelites because what God did and what continued to do with the nation of Israel is so important to us because it reflects how God is dealing with each one of us.
所以我们应当知道神从前是如何对以色列民族行事的。那么神又如何继续的对以色列民族行事？这对我们非常重要，因为这启示了神将如何来对待我们。
Now today I want you to look at Romans chapter 11 and keep your Bible open of your or your iPhone or iPad open, okay? And it's a long chapter, and I'm going to consider this whole chapter in three ways.
我想大家来一起打开你的。圣经或者是你的电子版的圣经，我们一起来看罗马书的第十一章，从三个方面来看。
I'm going to ask these three questions. Number one is that, can God fail?
我想来问这么三个问题。第一个问题就是神会失败吗？
And that is from based on verses 1-7.
这个是从第一到七节来看。
And number two, I'm going to ask this question. When men fail, will God fail in his plan?
在第二个问题呢，是当人跌倒的时候，神的计划会失败吗？
That is from 11 to 16.
这是罗马书十一章十一到十六节。
And then lastly, I'm going to say that God has a plan and that he is a God of the history. And that is from 29 to 32.
第三点呢，我想讲的是神有个计划，他是历史的神。这个是在二十九到三十二节。
So let us now read Romans 11:1-7 together.
我们先来一起读罗马书的十一章一到七节。我且说，神弃绝了他的百姓吗？断乎没有，因为我也是以色列人，亚伯拉罕的后裔，属便雅悯支派的。神并没有弃绝他预先所知道的百姓，你们岂不晓得经上论到以利亚是怎么说的呢？他在神面前怎样控告以色列人说，主啊，他们杀了你的先知，拆了你的祭坛，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。神的回话是怎么说的呢？他说，我为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，如今也是这样，照着拣选的恩典还有所留的余数，既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典了。这是怎么样呢？以色列人所求的他们没有得着，唯有蒙拣选的人得着了，其余的就成了顽梗不化的。
In verse 1, Paul asked this question, has God rejected his people?
在第一节里，保罗问了这样的问题，就是神弃绝了他的百姓吗？
Why does Paul ask this question?
为什么保罗会问这个问题呢？
He does so because the Jews at Paul's time, and even today as a group, has been resistant to the gospel.
因为保罗时代的犹太人，甚至今天的犹太人，他们作为一个族群来说，他们一直都拒绝福音。
If you go back to Romans chapter 10 verse 21,It says like this, but to Israel, God says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people.
保罗在罗马书的十章二十一节里面说，至于以色列人，他说，我整天伸手招呼那悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
The Israelite is called here as a disobedient and contrary people.
这里把以色列人叫做悖逆顶嘴的百姓。
The Jews as a larger group have been rejecting Jesus Christ, their Messiah.
作为一个大的民族的群体呢，犹太人是一直都拒绝接受基督弥赛亚的。
In chapter 9, verse 2, Paul was in sorrow. He said that he is in deep sorrow and anguish.That his brothers, according to the flesh, have mostly rejected the Messiah.
罗马书九章二节里，保罗说：“我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，因为他的弟兄、他的骨肉之亲都大多拒绝弥赛亚。”
You see, as a nation, the Jews have been rejecting their Messiah, Christ Jesus.
大家看到，作为一个民族呢，犹太人是拒绝他们的弥赛亚基督耶稣的。
When the Bible says the Israel, obviously it does not mean every Jewish person.
当圣经说以色列的时候，显然不是说每一个犹太人。
It is not true that every Jewish person rejected Christ because we know Paul himself and the early churches were made up of many Jewish people.
不是说所有的犹太人都拒绝基督，因为我们知道保罗自己就是犹太人，早期教会也是由犹太人组成的。
So when the Israel nation, God's chosen nation, rejected the Messiah of God, does that mean that God's plan failed?
那么当以色列民族，神拣选的这个民族拒绝神的弥赛亚的时候，是不是意味着神的计划失败了呢？
When Jesus, the Messiah, came into man history, he came as a Jew, and the Jews rejected him.
当耶稣弥赛亚进入人类历史的时候，他成为一个犹太人，而犹太人拒绝他。
Now, in view of this, then Paul asked this question. Is it because God has rejected the Israelite?
保罗看着眼里，他问道，神弃绝了他的百姓吗？因为以色列人来拒绝了弥赛亚。
In view of this mass rejection by the nation of Israel of the Messiah, one might ask, has God changed his mind and rejected the Israelites instead?
我们看见以色列这个民族的主体拒绝他们所出的弥赛亚。可能也要问，神是不是改变了主意，要弃绝以色列百姓呢？
Or put it in another word, has God then failed in his redemptive plan?
或者我们可能会换一种问法，就是神是不是在他救赎的计划上失败了呢？
Paul answered this question by stating, No, God has not rejected his people, and God has not failed his plan.
保罗这样回答他的设问，他说，断乎没有。神没有弃绝他的百姓，或者说神没有失败。
The reason Paul said God has not rejected his people is because what he explained in chapter 9.
保罗说神没有弃绝他百姓的原因，在第九章里他已经做了解释。
In chapter 9, Paul says not all Israelites are true Israelites.
在第九章第六节里，保罗说，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
Using an analogy from the Old Testament, Paul was saying in that chapter that not all the children of Abraham are children of God's promise.
保罗举了一个旧约里面的例子，他说，也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔，就都做他的儿女。
The true Israelites only come through Isaac and not through Ishmael.
真以色列人唯独是从以撒生的。不是从以色列玛利生的。
As you remember, Isaac, as you remember, was the son of Abraham to Sarah, Abraham's wife.
以撒，大家记得是亚伯拉罕从他的妻子撒拉所生的儿子。
And God promised to Abraham that through Sarah, Abraham is going to have a descendant.
因为神应许亚伯拉罕从撒拉，亚伯拉罕会得后裔。
And Ishmael, on the other hand, was the son of Abraham through Hagar.
另一方面呢，以斯玛利是亚伯拉罕从夏甲生的儿子。
Hagar was a servant of Sarah.
夏甲是撒拉的使女。
When Sarah could not wait for the promises of God, she gave Hagar, her servant, to her husband to bear a child for her.
当撒拉不愿意等待神的时候，她就把夏甲给她的丈夫来为她自己生子。
Therefore, the son through Hagar represents the work of man rather than the work of God.
所以从夏甲所生的儿子代表了人自己做工，而不是神的工作。
Not the children of promise,
不是应许的后裔。
But the work of man who did not believe in God's promise.
这代表了 不信神应许的人所做的工作。
So Paul uses this analogy to say that just because a person is Israelite by blood does not mean that he actually is a true Israelite.
保罗用这个类比来说明，不是一个人血缘上是以色列人，他就是真以色列人。
True Israelites are those of promise, those of faith, not just by blood descendant.
真以色列人是应许之民，是信心之民，不仅仅是血缘的后裔。
There is a distinction between a spiritual Israelite and physical Israelites.
换句话说呢，就是灵里的以色列人不同于肉身的以色列人。
Paul wants us to see that God's redemptive plan has not failed.
保罗要我们看到神的救赎计划并没有失败。
God cannot fail.
神没有失败。
The Jews who are rejecting Christ are not the true spiritual Jew.
拒绝基督的犹太人不是真正灵里的犹太人。
The true Jews are not those by blood but by faith.
真正的犹太人不是靠血缘而是靠信心。
So the true Jews are of the elect of God according to the verse 17, I think.
真正的犹太人呢就是神的选民。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Who are the true Israelites?
谁是真正的以色列人呢？
The true Israelites are the spiritual Israelites.
真正的以色列人是灵里的以色列人。
The true Israelites are composed of all nations, Jews or Gentile alike, those who have faith in the Messiah, God the Son.
事实上，真正的以色列人是来自万国万民，犹太人和外邦人，他们信仰弥赛亚。信仰神子耶稣。
So has God rejected his people?
神弃绝了他的百姓吗？
The answer is found in who God's people is.
那么答案在乎神的百姓是谁？
God's people are those of his elect.
神的百姓是他所拣选的。
Those whom he elect through his sovereign grace to be his people.
那些按照他主权的恩典拣选成为他子民的人。
The true people of God will come to believe in Christ.
真正神的百姓都将信从基督。
And those the elect will come to believe in God's redemptive plan.
而神的选民呢，他们都将信从神的救赎计划。
Second part I want you to see is that when men fail, will God fail in His plan?
第二点，我想问大家的问题是：当人跌倒的时候，神的计划会失败吗？
Let's read together verses 11 to 16.
我们一起来读11到16节。我且说他们失脚是要他们跌倒吗？断乎不是，反倒因他们的过失，救恩便临到外邦人，要激动他们发愤。若他们的过失为天下的富足，他们的缺乏为外邦人的富足，何况他们的丰满呢？我对你们外邦人说这话，因我是外邦人的使徒，所以敬重我的职分，或者可以激动我骨肉之亲发愤，好救他们一些人。若他们被丢弃，天下就得与神和好；他们被收纳，岂不是死而复生吗？所献的心面若是圣洁，全团也就圣洁了；树根若是圣洁，树枝也就圣洁了。
You see, as Israel as a group has failed to believe the Messiah.
大家看到以色列作为一个民族在信仰弥赛亚这件事上跌倒了。
They have rejected the Messiah, the only way of their salvation.
他们拒绝他们救恩的唯一道路弥赛亚。
They have rejected the only bridge that will bring them back to their God.
他们拒绝将他们带回到神面前的唯一的桥梁。
So when man fail, does that make God's plan a failure?
那么当以色列人，当人跌倒的时候，有没有让神的救恩计划失败呢？
In these verses, it says that through the failure of the Israelites, God accomplishes His purpose.
这里的经文说，因着以色列人跌倒，神成就了他的目的。
God's purpose of bringing salvation to the Gentiles, to the whole world.
这个目的就是神要把救恩带给外邦人，带到普天下。
In verse 11, it says, through the Israel trespass, salvation has come to the Gentiles so as to make Israel jealous.
所以第十一节里面说，反倒因为他们以色列人的过失，救恩便临到外邦人，要激动他们以色列人发愤。
Here we can see that God's purpose does not fail even when Israel fail.
那么这里我们就看到神的目的并不因为以色列人的跌倒而失败。
God has a plan.
神有个计划。
And the plan is for the Gentiles, for the whole world to be included in God's redemptive salvation.
这个计划呢是给外邦人呢，因为普天下都要包括在神的救赎计划里面。
Now we must remember that the redemptive plan that includes Gentiles is not a plan B or secondary plan of God.
那么我们要必须记住，这个包括外邦人的救赎计划不是一个备选计划，也不是一个次要的计划。
It is not as though that salvation for the Gentile would not happen if the Israelite did not reject their Messiah.
也不是说好像以色列人不拒绝弥赛亚，外邦人就得不到救恩。
Instead, what happened is this, that through the hardening of the Israelite, the time for mercy for the Gentile comes.
事实上是当以色列人硬着心的时候，救恩先临到外邦人了。
God's plan of salvation is for all nations, including the Gentiles.
神的救恩是给万族的，包括外邦人。
This is from the beginning of time, before Abraham and before Isaac even existed.
这是从起初就有的计划，是在亚伯拉罕，远在亚伯拉罕和以撒之前。
Even before the nation of Israel existed.
也远在以色列民族形成之前。
If you read in Ephesians 1:4, it says that the plan is from the eternity past.
如果你看以弗所书的第四章说，这个就是计划是在永恒的过去。
Remember, even in the Garden of Eden, God announced His plan for the world.
在创世纪里面，甚至在世界形成之前，神都有了这个计划。
In Genesis 3:15, after the fall of Adam and Eve, God said to Satan that the seed of woman, referring to Christ, shall bruise the serpent's head.
我们可以看创世纪三章十五节，当亚当和夏娃跌倒的时候，神对撒旦说，女人的后裔，也就是指基督，要伤撒旦的头。
And also in Genesis 12:3, God promised to Abraham that in Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
在创世纪十二章三节，神应许亚伯拉罕，地上的万族都要因亚伯拉罕得福。
So before the nation of Israel existed, God's promise through Abraham's seed, that is through Messiah, that the whole world will be blessed.
所以在以色列民族存在之前呢，神就应许从亚伯拉罕的后裔里面兴起弥赛亚，万国万民都要得祝福。
God's plan of salvation has always been for the whole world, not only for the nation of Israel.
所以一直以来呢，神的计划救恩计划都是给普世的，而不是仅仅对以色列人的。
However, when you read in the book of Acts, you will see what happened to the early church.
但是当你读使徒行传的时候，你会看到早期教会里发生了什么事。
And what happened to the early disciples?
那么早期的使徒遇上什么事呢？
The early church did not realize that the Messiah, their Christ, was for the world.
早期教会一开始没有认识到弥赛亚基督是普世的。
The disciples were thinking only in terms of salvations for the Jews only.
这些门徒他们曾经认为救恩只是给犹太人的。
The disciples thought that Messiah was for the Jews only.
他们以为弥赛亚也仅仅是给犹太人的。
In Acts chapter 10, for instance, that God asked Peter to bring the gospel to Cornelius, who was a Gentile.
比如说在使徒行传第十章，我们可以看到当神差遣彼得向外邦人哥尼流来传福音的时候呢，
God had to prepare Peter with a vision.
神一定要给彼得一个特别的意象。
God gave vision to Peter and asked him to eat certain animals that were considered dirty by the Jews.
神给彼得的这个意象呢，是让他吃犹太人认为不洁净的动物。
So Peter had to be prepared for this special revelation before he was willing to bring the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以神在彼得愿意给外邦人传福音之前，还要借着这个特别的意象来预备彼得。
So through the hardness of Israel as a nation, the early church and the disciples were moved to bring the gospel, the message of Christ to the nations, to the Gentiles.
所以当以色列人还硬着心的时候，早期教会和门徒就得到这样的感动，来去向外邦人，向万族来传福音。
In the book of Acts, there is a transition in the focus of the gospel.
所以在《使徒行传》这本书里面，你可以看到福音的这个对象、焦点的转移。
In Acts chapter 13, you see the focus shift from mainly to the Jews and then to the Greek and to the Gentiles.
在使徒行传，比如说第十三章里面，我们可以看到这个福音的焦点从对向犹太人传福音，转到向希腊人以及外邦人。
In Acts 13, 46 and 47 says like this, And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly saying,It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you, Jew, since you thrust it aside and judge yourself unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentile, that you may bring salvation to the end of the earth.
我们可以看《使徒行传》十三章四十六到四十七节，保罗和巴拿巴放胆说，神的道先讲给你们。以色列人原是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去。因为主曾这样吩咐我们说：“我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩，直到地极。”
You see here, Paul knows that the salvation is to the end of the earth.
我们看到这里，保罗是知道救恩一定要直到地极。
But Paul says here, since you Jews are resistant to the gospel, I now turn to the Gentiles.
保罗说，既然现在你们犹太人弃绝福音，我就转向外邦人。
God in his sovereignty knows the rejection of the Jews.
神在他的主权里面知道犹太人要拒绝这道。
And God plans it as a means to move the early church to go outside of the Jewish circle.
而神计划让这件事成为早期教会向犹太人圈子以外拓展的方式。
God's plan cannot fail.
神的计划从不会失败。
God's plan cannot fail even when men fail.
即使当人跌倒，神的计划也不会失败。
When men fail, man's failure only serves to accomplish God's purpose.
当人跌倒的时候呢，人的这个失败只能用来成就神的目的。
This is to show how sovereign God is.
这就显明了有绝对主权的神是怎样的神。
God is so sovereign to the extent that when man chooses to disobey his command, in man's disobedience, man only accomplishes his purpose.
神的主权甚至在人选择背逆神的命令的时候来显明，在人的背逆里面，人也只能成为成就神的永恒的目的。
The Jews rejected their Messiah willingly.
犹太人是故意拒绝他们的弥赛亚。
They rejected Christ because of their disobedience.
因为他们不顺服，他们拒绝基督。
They rejected Christ in their sin.
因为他们的罪，他们拒绝基督。
But in so doing, in rejecting the Messiah, they only accomplished the eternal purpose of God.
但是即便他们这样做了呢，他们拒绝弥赛亚基督耶稣，他们也只能成就神在永恒里面的目的。
That is God's purpose of getting the gospel to the entire world, to the Gentiles, to you and I today.
神的目的是让福音传遍天下，传到所有的外邦人，传到万国万民，包括今天你和我在这里。
The third thing that I want you to see is that God has a plan. He is the God of the history.
第三点我想让大家看到呢，神有一个计划，他是历史的主。
Let's read together Romans 11:29-32.
我们一起来读罗马书11章29到32节。因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的，你们从前不顺服神，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了连续，这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的连续，现在也就蒙连续。因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要连续众人。
From these verses, we can conclude that there is a design of God in the history of man's salvation.
在这段经文里，我们可以得到一个结论，就是在人的救赎历史中间存在一个神的设计。
There are four stages of God's dealing with man.
神对人行事呢，分为四个阶段。
God has a design in his dealing with mankind.
神对人行事有一个设计。
He does this in order to maximize the display of his glory.
他这样做使他的荣耀在历史里得到最大的彰显，也使得人不能自夸。
He does this in order that you and I cannot boast.
他使你和我都不能够自夸。
You see, God is the God of history.
大家看到神是历史的神。
He is the author and finisher of history.
他是历史的创造者，也是终结者。
In English, the word history comes from two words, his and story.
在英语里面，这个历史这个词可以分为他和故事这两个词。
It is a story that God tells and that God writes. It is his story.
历史是神所讲的故事，是神的故事。
God is the God of the history.
神是历史的主。
In Psalm 67:4, it says, You judge the people with equity and guide the nations upon the earth.
诗篇六十七章四节里面说，因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
God guides the nation, all the nations on the earth.
神引导万国，所有地上的国都在他的引导之下。
All the nations with the billions and billions of decisions every minute and every second, they are guided by God.
万国之中，每分每秒亿万个决定都是在神的引导之下。
Look at Daniel 2:21. God changes time and season. He removes kings and set up kings.
我们看但以理书的二章二十一节，他改变时候日期，废王立王。
And also in Isaiah, let's just skip to Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. It says, I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient time, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will accomplish all my purposes.
以赛亚书46章9到10节，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
So in his dealing with man, in God's dealing as far as salvation is concerned, there are four stages mentioned in the verses 30 to 32.
所以在三十到三十二节里面谈到，在神对人所行的事上，特别是关乎人的救恩的这个事情上面，有四个阶段。
So the first is the time of Gentile disobedience, that is in verse 30.
第三十节谈到第一个阶段是外邦人不顺服的时候。
The second stage is the time of Israel's disobedience, verse 31, and then you can also look at 25 and 19.
在第三十一、二十五到十九节里面谈到第二个阶段是以色列人不顺服的时候。
The third is the time of mercy for the Gentiles, verse 30, 25 and 19 also.
在三十、二十五和十九节里面讲的第三个阶段是外邦人蒙连续的时候。
And lastly is a time of mercy for the Israel, that is in verse 31 and 26.
最后一个阶段呢，在三十一和二十六节里面谈到是以色列人蒙连续的时候。
Now, why does God do it this way?
那么神为什么要这么做呢？
I don't know. We do not know. God has not revealed that to us.
我们并不知道，因为神也没有向我们显明。
God is God, and He is sovereign, and He is wise.
神是神，他有主权，并且全然的智慧。
And God does everything for His glory. He does all things in order that man cannot boast.
神做万事都为了他自己的荣耀，他做万事让人不能自夸。
And let our heart be shocked and awed by the greatness of God, by His unsearchable way in His dealing with man.
让我们的心因神的伟大，因神在人身上难测的作为而震撼而赞叹吧。
That's why in verse 33, Paul said that, Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and how inscrutable his ways.
这就是为什么在三十三节里面，保罗说，深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
So let's us first look at one at a time. Okay, look at the verse. It's the time of Gentile disobedience.
那么我们首先来看外邦人不顺服的时候。
In verse 30, it says that for just as you, the Gentile, were at one time disobedient to God.
第三十节里面说，你们也就是指外邦人从前不顺服神。
This stage was the time when God allowed the nations.To go on their own ways and sink further into their sin.
在这个阶段呢，神放任万国偏行己路，在最终沉沦。
And meanwhile, God patiently wrote a book for the nations in the history of the Israelites.
这个同时呢，神耐心的为万国用以色列的历史写了一本教材。
Meanwhile, God gave Israel His law and His writing and His prophets.
同时，神也赐给以色列人律法、旧约圣经和先知。
And this is why Paul said in Acts 14:6, Paul said this, in the past generation, God allowed all nations to walk in their own ways.
保罗在这里所说的，与他在使徒行传14章16节里面所说的是一致的。他说他在从前的世代任凭万国各行其道。
However, when it says about Gentile disobedience, again, it does not refer to every single Gentile individual.
但是我们要注意，这里讲到外邦人从前不顺服，也并不是指外邦人里面的每一个个体。
It refers to Gentile as a large group.
这里指外邦人是指一个整体。
We know this because we have records of Gentile being saved in the Old Testament.
我们知道这一点呢，是因为旧约里面就有外邦人得拯救的记录。
Consider Melchizedek in Genesis 14. He is a Gentile.
在创世纪十四章里面的撒冷王麦基洗德就是一个外邦人。
Consider the people of Nineveh in the book of Jonah.
在约拿书里面蒙拯救的尼尼微人也是外邦人。
And consider Ruth in the book of Ruth.
在路德记里面的路德。这也是外邦人。
The second stage is the time of Israel's disobedience.
那么第二个阶段呢，是以色列人不顺服的时候。
In verse 30 and 31, it says, "The Gentiles now have received mercy because of their Israelite disobedience. So they, the Israelites, too have now been disobedient."
那么三十到三十一节里面说，如你们。外邦人从前不顺服神，如今因他们以色列人的不顺服，你们外邦人倒蒙了连续。三十一节接着说，这样他们以色列人也是不顺服。
This is the time when the Israel rejects their Messiah, Christ Jesus.
所以在这个阶段里面呢，以色列人拒绝弥赛亚耶稣基督。
Until today, the time when God gave them up into their hardness of their heart.
一直到今天呢，神任凭他们硬着心。
Remember the story that Jesus said in Matthew 21 about the tenant, that killed the son of the landowner.
我们可以看到耶稣在马太福音的二十一章里面是怎样说那些租种葡萄园的园户的。
Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and be given to a people producing its fruit."
这里耶稣说，马太福音二十一章四十三节里面，所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。
So this is the time referring to the time of Israel as a whole.
这个阶段里讲到以色列民族也是作为一个整体来说的。
Not every individual of a Jew's descendant.
因为有许多犹太人的个体，他们都信了弥赛亚。
Paul and the early church believers, our friend Nakama and Hanan Weisman that spoke here last summer, they are Jew and they believe in Christ.
那么就像保罗，还有许多早期教会里的成员都是犹太人，还有像我们在英语堂里面的朋友 Hanan 和 Nakama Weisman， 他们去年来过国语堂讲到，他们也是犹太人，犹太基督徒。
And then the third stage of is a time of mercy for the Gentiles.
第三个阶段呢，是外邦人蒙连续的时候。
In verse 30, it says that just as you, which referring to Gentiles, were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy, that is the stage 3, because of their, the Israel's disobedience, which is the stage 2.
那么第三十节里面说，你们外邦人从前不顺服神，如今因他们以色列人的不顺服，这是讲第二阶段。你们外邦人倒蒙连续，这就是第三阶段。
We live today in the time of mercy for the Gentiles.
所以我们今天就生活在外邦人蒙连续的阶段。
We witness the spread of the gospel to all nations.
我们正在见证福音传到万国。
The time when God is calling out Gentiles to Himself.
神在这个阶段呼召万族 万国的外邦人来到他面前。
And this is the time that will continue until the fullness of all the Gentiles come in. That is in verse 25.
第二十五节里面说，这个阶段要一直延续到外邦人的数目填满了。
We have seen us around us and the world the advancement of the gospel reaching nations, all Gentiles.
我们看见我们周围全世界福音的扩展，传到了世界上的许多国家。
No doubt there is still much work to be done, but the kingdom of Christ is advancing.
毫无疑问，还有许多的福音工作要做，但是耶稣基督的教会是在扩展。
Let me give you an example. Last month, I have a dinner with an old friend in Vancouver.
我想举一个例子。上个月呢，我和温哥华的一位老朋友吃饭。
This friend is retired from his job in Ottawa, and today he and his wife spend 4 months every year on a gospel ship called Logos Hope.
这个老朋友呢，他已经从渥太华的这个工作中间辞职，每年和他的妻子一起花4个月的时间去。在一个福音船上，这个船叫做 Logos Hope.
This ship goes to different countries to share the gospel.
这个船去不同的国家来传福音。
Young people, look up logoshope.org. I encourage you to go there. Spend 4 months on the ship, share the gospel.
所以我们也鼓励我们的年轻人去这个 Logos Hope, 这个网站上去看一看，来参加这个福音船，每年花4个月的时间。一年之中花4个月的时间去各地来传福音。
This friend of mine said that he sees churches and believers in lots of small places and islands.
我这个老朋友说呢，他看见教会和信徒被建立在许多小地方、小岛屿上面。
Any of you know the word? Any of you know the country called Cape Verde? I doubt it.
那么有人听说过有一个小国家叫佛得角吗？
I don't. Have you heard it? Somebody? Oh, okay, it's very good.
佛得角。
This is a tiny island off the west coast of Africa.
这个国家呢是非洲西海岸上面的一个小岛。
My friend met a group of Chinese businessmen.
在那里呢，我的朋友遇见了一群中国的生意人。
And there was a missionary from Brazil and a missionary from Korea, and they are sharing the gospel with these Chinese people. And there is now a Chinese church in that tiny island. Look it up in the Google Map later on, Cape Verde.
所以在巴有来自巴西和韩国的宣教士在那里跟他们传福音。现在那个地方已经有了一个华人教会，大家可以在 Google Map 上面来查一查佛得角这个国家。
My friend said this: the kingdom of God is expanding.
我的朋友说，神的国正在扩展。
Locally in KW, now correct me if I'm wrong. 20 years ago, there was not one Mandarin-speaking church, right? There was a Cantonese one, but not Mandarin-speaking.
在我们这个KW 地区，如果说错了的话，大家可以纠正一下。就是20年前呢，这里没有一个讲国语的教会。那个时候有讲广东话的教会，但是还没有国语教会。
And today there are several.
但是现在已经有了好几个国语教会。
So God's mercy is reaching the Gentile like us. God's mercy is reaching the Chinese.
所以神的怜悯真的是向我们这样的外邦人来显明，向我们这样的中国人、华人来显明。
And lastly, the fourth stage is the time of mercy for the Israelites, verses 31 and 26.
第四个阶段呢，是以色列人蒙连续的时候，我们看31节和26节。
In verse 31, we see the stage 4. So they too, which is referring to the Israelites, have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, that is to the Gentile,They also may receive mercy.
第31节里面，我们看到第四个阶段，就是叫他们以色列人因着施给你们外邦人，这是第三个阶段，因着施给你们的连续，现在也就蒙连续，这第四个阶段。
In verse 25 and 26, it says like this: When the fullness of Gentile has come in, all Israel will be safe.
第25节和26节里面说，等到外邦人的数目填满了。于是以色列全家都要得救。
God has a design in his history of redemption.
那么神在救赎里面有这么这个历史里面有这样的一个设定。
When the total number of the Gentiles who are to be saved has come in, then the Israelite as a large group will be saved.
当外邦人被救赎的数目满了之后，到那个时候，以色列整个民族都要得救。
Then there will be a time of mercy for the Israelite, for a time of ingathering.Of them turning to their Messiah.
所以以色列得蒙连续有一个时间，有一个总结的日子。那个有一日呢，以色列全民族都要归向弥赛亚。
I believe that is when that happened. That is when Jesus Christ come again the second time.
我相信这事有一天会发生， 是耶稣基督第二次再来的日子。
It is a mystery.
但这是一个奥秘。
It is a mystery of God's dealing with mankind.
是神在人间作为的奥秘。
There are things of God that we do not understand.
我们不能明白神的奥秘。
In Deuteronomy 29:29, it says that the secret things belong to God.
在生命记二十九章二十九节里面说，隐秘的事是属耶和华我们神的。
And that is why precisely Paul says in verse 33, "All the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgment, and how inscrutable His ways."
这是为何，即使是保罗这样的属灵的人，他都因着圣灵的感动，在三十三节里面说。深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
Now, I'm asking this question to all of us. How does these verses that we read, that we learned today, apply to us today?
那么我现在想问一个问题，就是说我们今天看的罗马书第十一章，这一章怎么能够应用在我们身上呢？
First, I want to have a question to ask all of us today here.
我先要问今天在座的大家一个问题。
Do you truly belong to Christ?
你真的属于基督吗？
Are you truly the people of God?
你真的是神的百姓吗？
You must not assume that because you come to a church that you are people of God.
你不要自以为只要来教会就是属神的人。
Or because you are born into a Christian family that you are truly people of God.
或者以为因为你出生在一个基督徒家庭，你就是一个真正的基督徒。
Now, how can we know if we are truly God's people?
那么我们怎么知道我们是不是属神呢？
One of the signs of the people belonging to God is this.
属神的人有一个标志是这样的。
They love God.
真正属神的人一定爱神。
Let me repeat this. God's true people love Jesus Christ.
我想重复一遍，就是神所拣选的人。他们爱基督。
You love Christ because you know how big your sins are.
你爱基督，因为你知道你的罪有多大。
You love Christ because you know how great your Savior is.
你爱基督，因为知道你的救主有多伟大。
If you do not love Christ, you are not His people.
如果你不爱基督，你就不是神的百姓。
You may come to church regularly, or you may even join a small group, or be born in a Christian home.
你可能按时来教会，也可能参加小组活动，或者父母是基督徒。
You are not His people unless there is a love for Christ in your heart.
但是除非你心里爱基督，你就不是神的子民。
Now I'm not saying about perfect love here.
我并不是说完美的爱。
Because no one, none of us can love God perfectly.
因为我们没有人能够来给出像神那样完美的爱。
At best, we only love God imperfectly.
我们尽最好的努力，也只能不完美的爱神。
But the day when a person is born again, that day God gives him a new heart, a heart which loves Christ.
但当一个人真正重生的那一天，神就给这个人一颗新心，就是一颗爱基督的心。
Secondly, I want to tell you this.
第二点呢，我想告诉大家
，God can never fail.
神永不失败。
God cannot fail.
神不会失败。
If you are His people, He will never reject you.
如果你是他的百姓，他就永不弃绝你。
You know, as Christians, there will be time that you are tested when you experience sorrow.
你知道，作为基督徒，会有试炼的时候，你会经历痛苦。
There will be moments in your life when you ask, "Where are you, God?"
有的时候，你甚至会问神啊，你在哪里？
When you go through suffering, when you have prayed for a long time and there is no answer, you may ask, "Has God rejected me?"
当你经历痛苦的时候，当你祷告很久，神都没有回应的时候，你也许会问，神是不是把我拒绝了，弃绝了？
Let me tell you, based on this chapter, no, He will never reject you.
我想根据这一章来告诉你，不是，神永不弃绝你。
Not only he will not reject you, he cannot fail in his plan for your life.
他不仅仅不弃绝你，而且他在你生命中的计划永不失败。
God knows those people that belong to him, his elect, his people very well.
神认识他的选民，他深深的认识他的百姓。
He knows each one of you by name.
他知道你们每一位，按照你们的名字来认识你。
Every hair on your head is numbered by him.
你的头发他都数过。
He hold you in his hand.
他将你放在手心。
He hold your past, your present, and your future in his hand.
他掌握你的过去、现在和未来。
Even all your past hurt, all your heartaches, all your disappointments, they are the very thing that he has allowed and has planned to happen for a purpose.
即使是你过去经历的伤害、心痛和失望，都是他所允许的，也是他计划里让你经历的，为着他的目的而发生的。
Your past, your present situation, and your future are all working together for a purpose.
你的过去、现在和将来都互相效力，为着一个目的。
They're working together for your good.
他们互相效力，都是为了你得益处。
Whatever is happening in your life,
不管你的生命中发生什么。
Whatever you see happening in and around you,
不管你看到自己身上和周围发生什么。
You may think that this is the worst time in your life.
你可能觉得这是你生命中间最糟糕的时刻。
Or you may think this is the worst time in the economy because you cannot find a job.
或者是你经济上最糟糕的时刻，因为你找不到工作。
You may think this is the worst time in the politics and so on and so on and so on.
你可能觉得现在是政治上一个很黑暗的时刻，等等吧。
Remember this, my brother and sister. God is in control of history.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你们要记住，神是历史的主宰。
God is sovereign.
神有主权。
All the control buttons of this world are in His hand.
一切的控制键都在他的手掌管之下。
He is holding the control buttons, all the buttons of history.
他在历史中间掌管一切。
He has a plan, and His plan marches on.
他有一个计划，这个计划今天仍在进行中。
His plan can never be disturbed or frustrated by anyone.
他的计划不会被任何人所打断或者拦阻。
No one can frustrate God's plan.
没有人能够拦阻神的计划。
No man.
没有人。
No government.
也没有政府。
Not even the devil.
甚至魔鬼都不能。
The plan of God for you does not depend on your boss.
神对你的计划不取决于你的老板。
Does not depend on your friends.
不取决于你的朋友
Does not depend on your enemies
或者取决于你的敌人
Or your professors
你的教授
Or those who like you or those who do not like you
或者喜欢你不喜欢你的那些人
The plan of God does not depend on the circumstances you are in
神的计划不取决于你所在的环境
It does not depend on the economy situation in Canada or in China
不取决于加拿大和中国的经济状况
And here it is Even the worst of men The sin of men do notDeter God's sovereign plan.
即使是最坏的人和人的罪都不能阻挡神的主权计划。
In fact, every act of man's are servants to accomplish God's plan.
所有的这一切都仅仅是服务于神计划的成就的工具。
So whatever situation you are in right now,
所以不管你现在身处什么状况
even in the midst of suffering, sorrow, disappointment, failures, and whatever.
即使是在苦难、悲伤、失望和跌倒里面
If you are God's children, God's plan for you continues.
如果你是神的儿女，神对你的计划就一直在进行。
Even if you fail, and we all fail, we still sin.
即使你跌倒，我们每个人都会跌倒，因为我们仍旧会犯罪。
God, our Father, does not fail in His dealing with you.
神，我们的天父呢，对你所行的永不失败。
He will accomplish His plan for you.
他仍然会成就他的计划。
He will correct you, no doubt.
他会归正你，毫无疑问。
He will discipline you when you sin.
当你犯罪的时候，他会管教你。
But he does that to restore you, to make you better.
但是当他做这样的事情的时候，是为了保守你，让你更好。
He will not abandon you.
他不会弃绝你。
He cannot fail.
他不会失败。
His plan is for your good.
他的计划是为了你得益处。
Let us pray.
我们同心来祷告。
Eternal God, our loving Father,
永在的神，我们慈爱的天父。
You have all things in your hand.
你掌管万有。
The history is in your hand.
历史也在你的手中。
The history is your story.
历史是你的故事。
Every circumstances,
每一个环境。
Every event,
每一个事件。
Every second in our lives are in your hand.
我们生命的每一秒都在你的手中。
Your plans march on.
你的计划在延续。
Nothing can change your plan. Nothing can derail your plan.
没有什么可以改变你的计划，没有什么能让你的计划脱轨。
Nothing can cancel your plan.
没有什么能取消你的计划。
As your children, as those who are brought by the blood of your Son, we are secured.
作为你的儿女，我们被你儿子的宝血所买赎，我们安全是有确据的。
We are secured in your loving and powerful hand.
我们的安全是在你慈爱大人的大能的手中。
Nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus.
没有什么能把我们同你在基督耶稣里面的爱分开。
So Father, I ask that you lift up the arms that hang down and the slumping shoulders this morning.
所以，亲爱的天父上帝，今天求你让我们今天就把下垂的手举起来，发酸的肩膀来挺起来。
Give us courage.
赐给我们的勇气。
Remind us day by day that you are in complete control of our lives.
每日提醒我们，你完全掌控我们的生命。
We ask this through Jesus, the only true God, the only true Savior. Amen.
我们因着基督，这唯一的神和救主的名来祷告。阿门。
阿门。